Hi, I'm Ben. Today we're going to be talking about how to set up a home Wi-Fi network. We're going to do this for a couple reasons. First off, it's just a useful skill to have. And also, we're going to touch on some of the underlying networking principles that we talked about in class. So to set up the router, we need a few things. First, we need to plug in the power to the back. Secondly, we need to connect an Ethernet cable to a wall jack and then to this WAN port. We see a few other ports on the back here labeled 1, 2, 3, and 4. This would allow the router to act like a switch and connect other devices, like computers, via other Ethernet cables to this device. But since we're just dealing with a home Wi-Fi network, we don't need to worry about those. So here we're going to go ahead and plug in our Ethernet cable from a wall jack to the WAN port. And our router should begin broadcasting. If we go to our menu and select this Wi-Fi dropdown, we see I'm currently connected to Harvard University. But once it loads, maybe we'll see the network associated with this router. And here it is. It's called default. That's because we haven't changed its name yet. And the reason we want to connect to this network is so that we can access sort of the router's own settings using a private IP address. So once I click on default and type in something like this private IP address, which is specific to this router, 192.168.21, and select enter, or click enter, I'm taken to the admin panel. So to recap what we covered in lecture, private IP addresses are often of the form 192.168, and this one is not a general to all routers, but rather it's specific to this individual router. So now that we're at the admin panel, we can configure a few things. Not all UIs will be the same, but I happen to know that here, if we click on General Setup, Wireless, and Basic Settings, we can start to get to sort of the interesting things that we can do with the network. First off, we have this ESSID, which I just changed to Ben's network from default. So this is what you'll see when a network appears in your drop-down menu. So just like there was Harvard University or default or Ben's network, we can configure that to be whatever we want. I'm going to go ahead and apply those changes, and we can continue on. Now that we apply, next let's look at some security settings. It's not uncommon for wireless networks to be password protected. And indeed, if we go to the security encryption drop-down menu, we can see there are a few things like WEP and WPA. Now, you may have heard these terms before, but maybe you're not quite sure on what they mean. So let's start with WEP. This is an old wireless network standard. It stands for Wired Equivalent Privacy. And the name comes from its intention to provide security equivalent to that of a wired network. Because if you think, when you're not sending data, when you're not sending packets in a wireless network, but instead are using cables, that seems relatively more secure, because someone can't connect to your network without also plugging in via cable. However, WEP had a few security holes. The key could be decrypted by intercepting packets and analyzing them in as little time as a minute. So it's been, for instance, prohibited in use for credit card processing as of a couple years ago, June 2010, simply because it's no longer secure. There are these security exploits that exist. So to replace WEP, WPA was created by the Wi-Fi Alliance, which is a pretty cool name. So WPA stands for Wi-Fi Protected Access, and it sort of patched up a few of those security holes that WEP had. And it did this in a few ways. It added some new protection for the data packets, which is, as we know, how information is transferred in the internet. For instance, by providing an 128-bit key for each packet instead of a key that would sometimes be repeated. However, WPA was just intended as an intermediate to WPA2. WPA2 is the second generation of WPA, and it further improved the security of the network. And it's standard these days to use a WPA2 connection. So now that we have this network set up, and maybe here we can say WPA, we don't see WPA2 as a dropdown, but we can select a few of these menu items like a hex passcode, and we could apply these settings if we wanted. But let's go ahead and say that, I would have to actually enter one in. But let's say that we've got this all set up the way we wanted, and we're happy, because that's the point of this video, is to set up a home Wi-Fi network. It's important to note that there might be some other ways, a few little tips and tricks, for how we can actually speed up the network. Now that we've taken the time to set up this elaborate wireless network, it's important to note that you should actually use wires whenever possible. This is because connecting via an Ethernet cable, such as to the back of this router or straight to a wall jack and then to your computer, is often much faster. You'll get faster transfer rates, etc. If you need an Ethernet cable, you can check out our video on how to create one using Cat5 cable, two RJ45 connectors, a crimping tool, and your wits. Or if you're busy on Friday nights, unlike RJ, you can just buy one from Best Buy. I'm Ben, and this was Setting Up a Home Wi-Fi Network.